so, and tell me to come on home. Let me leave this world of sin, 'cause heaven's where I want to roam. I will bow my head, raise my hands, get out on my knees. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary. Now we've all been blessed by the grace of God, and His Spirit within us lives.
But still we ask for other things, and still our God forgives.
But Lord, there's just one more thing,
a personal favor for me.
I just want to suggest and make a request for a place on Calvary. Lord, my body and lift my soul, and tell me to come on home. Let me leave this world of sin, 'cause heaven's where I want to roam. I will bow my head, raise my hands, get out on my knees. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary. Now the good book tells us how it was more than many years ago.
And I've read every word in black and red, but still I have to know.
And though my deeds on earth won't measure up,
will my soul still be set free?
I reserve, though I don't deserve, a place on Calvary. Lord, my body and lift my soul, and tell me to come on home. Let me leave this world of sin, 'cause heaven's where I want to roam. I will bow my head, raise my hands, get out on my knees. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary. Lord, my body and lift my soul, and tell me to come on home. Let me leave this world of sin, 'cause heaven's where I want to roam. I will bow my head, raise my hands, get out on my knees. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary. I just beg and pray that I someday will have a place on Calvary. Sometimes I feel discouraged. I think my work in vain. I'm tempted then to and complain. But then I think of Jesus and what He's done for me. Then I cry, oh rock of ages, hide thou me. Oh rock of ages, hide thou. Thank you.
One was standing on the corner with a tin cup in his hand. One was walking down the highway all alone. One was asking for my time when I had no more time to give. One was looking for a handout or a loan.
One came into our church with dirty hair and filthy clothes, tracking mud across our Christian floor. One was preaching on the sidewalk where no one stopped to hear, and two came and knocked on my front door.
It might be Jesus, it might be Jesus,
that lonely stranger, someone let in.
It might be someone you turned your back on. It might be Jesus. It might be Him.
One was slowly frozen out of our little group of friends. Fanatic was the word I think we used. Finding fault with one another is what we do best, and for this I fear we stand accused.
Sometimes even I, so freely bent to sin, in spite of myself I will come through. Make no mistake, I know from whence it comes. Something down inside tells me what to do.
It might be Jesus. It might be Jesus.
thing that we need the most is a good dose of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just let His love enfold it, and then I know you'll see He'll get you ready for eternity.
He's getting me ready, He's getting me ready, He's getting me ready, He's getting me ready.
He's getting me ready. What's waiting down the road? He's getting me ready. Carrying his head alone, gonna see what Jesus has waiting there for me. He's getting me ready for eternity. He's getting me ready.
He's getting me ready.
For what's waiting down the road, he's getting me ready.
Getting me ready.
Carrying his head alone, gonna see what Jesus has waiting there for me. He's getting me ready for eternity.
He's getting me ready, he's getting me ready, he's getting me ready, he's getting me ready,
he's getting me ready,
he's getting me ready,
he's getting me ready,
he's getting me ready
for eternity.
I grew up reciting Bible verses, committing everyone to memory. But like Nicodemus when he met the teacher, I could finally see the Pharisee in me. I have always believed I believed in the right things to do and to say. But like Paul, I was traveling and blinded till I saw the life, the truth, and the way. In the darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. I could name you every book in the Bible, and I knew all the pretty words it took to pray. But like Zacchaeus, I was short on things that mattered till the Lord stopped in at my house one day. Ah, it's a thin, thin line between a good man and one who knows he's been saved. Like Lazarus, I'm now a friend of Jesus, and this body's all I'm taking to the grave. In the darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. Darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. In my darkness, God saw my need.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, focus on His love. When you believe, you'll receive vision from above.
And when your eyes are open,
you can see His point of view. So keep your eyes on Jesus, 'cause He keeps His eye on you.
somehow it's done.
The disciples were convinced this could only be God's son.
Then Peter walked on water when the Lord said, come on out.
But he took his eyes off Jesus and started sinking in his doubt.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, focus on his love. When you believe, you'll receive vision from above.
When your eyes are open,
you can see his point of view. So keep your eyes on Jesus, 'cause he keeps his eye on you.
So open up your Bible to Matthew, Mark, or John,
and read the words of wisdom when you think all hope is gone.
There's no way that's too high or wind that's too strong.
Just let Jesus sail your ship and you'll be sailing right along.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, focus on his love. When you believe, you'll receive vision from above.
When your eyes are open,
you can see his point of view. So keep your eyes on Jesus, 'cause he keeps his eye on you.
Keep your
eyes on Jesus, focus on his love. When you believe, you'll receive vision from above.
When your eyes are open,
you can see his point of view. So keep your eyes on Jesus, 'cause he keeps his eye on you. So keep your eyes on Jesus, 'cause he keeps his eye on you.
Small house in every likelihood, but I'm looking for a bigger home with golden gates in a better neighborhood. Now I can't afford a price too high, 'cause I don't have much to spend, but I'll pay the man upstairs with faith and love and prayers, 'cause that's all it takes to get me in.
And tomorrow I'll be living where I've always wanted to be. Yes, I'll be moving in tomorrow with Jesus living there.
Every day I'll sleep and only wake to find that my dreams are really true. I'll walk about the real estate and enjoy my heavenly view. I'll sit and sing Amazing Grace forever sweet by and by, 'cause the plans have all been made and the rent has all been paid,
when God is my landlord in the sky. And tomorrow I'll be moving in tomorrow with Jesus living next to me. Yes, I'll be moving in to heaven with Jesus living next to me.
He'll be living next to me.
are growing wearier each day. Still I've got a certain journey on my mind. Cares of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. My one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves
see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Through this life we've labored long to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and fading eyes. So I'll just rest there on that shore and turn my eyes away until you come and we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand.
In heaven, what a wonderful time that will be. Hearing concerts by the heavenly chorus, and the face of my Savior I'll see.
Sitting down on the banks of
your vacation with me.
Now when most people take their vacation, they return to their homes by and by. But when I take my heavenly vacation in my mansion of gold in the sky, I will dwell with the angels forever, sitting close to the heavenly throne. All my days will be one long vacation when the gospel train
home. When I take
my vacation in heaven. What a wonderful time that will be, hearing concerts by the heavenly chorus, and the face of my Savior I'll see.
Sitting down on the banks of the river, neath the shade of the evergreen tree, I shall rest from my burdens forever.
Won't you take your vacation with me? When I take my vacation in heaven, won't you take your vacation with me?
That day at the tomb,
while Jesus was standing nearby,
and she didn't know him till she heard him say,
"Woman, why do you cry?
for your forgiving ear of things I have done and things I will do. Lord, make my heart a living part of you. Make my heart a living part of you. Take this old weary soul and make it is over, and when my days are through, Lord, make my heart a living part of you. And my days